fill up some papier, actually, these are in here. Today's date is 01/17/2022. Dictation is for Miss Alicia Holmes. Holmes spells H-O-L-M-E-S. Alicia spells A-L-L-I-S-O-N. Date of birth is 09/22/1991. This is a 31-year-old here for a follow-up period. Patient stated she has an abscess IND last night in the emergency room. I was advised to come in to follow up today. She says her main reason for coming because she's having pain in the area and it seems like the stuff is moving into her armpit period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Is none. Past surgical history. A C-section and kidney polyp removed. Social history. She endorses tobacco use, denies alcohol or drug use. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. Medication, antibiotics. Open parentheses. She says she did not fill this antibiotic as yet. She just got it from the emergency room last night. Close parentheses. Next paragraph, review of system. She denies increased temperature, denies chills, myalgia, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Says she's eating and drinking well. Denies double vision or blurred vision, denies neck pain or stiff neck, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, obese young lady. In no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat 99% of room air, blood pressure is 131 over 83, pulse 60, respiration 98, respiration 18, temperature 98.4, period. Next paragraph, right axilla, there is a opening that is packed with iodoform gauze with localized erythema. There is no edema. Packing was removed. Packing was drenched in purulent fluid. Patient is extremely agitated while having the process done. She is crying and moving around and writing in pain, period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T normal. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles. Next paragraph, abdomen, none distended, no guarding. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Lesion as described above is present. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is assessment. She status post IND, less than 24 hours, close parentheses, localized cellulitis. Next paragraph, plan, procedure, wound care. Site was exposed, packing removed. Site was irrigated with approximately 50 milliliters of normal saline. Patient was very restless throughout the entire process. She's writhing back and forth, crying. At this time, I decided to inject some localized anesthesia, lidocaine without epinephrine, approximately 3 to 4 milliliters for comfort, after which I continued to irrigate and she tolerated procedure, still writhing back and forth, but not as much as before. After complete irrigation, site was packed with iodoform gauze, xeroform dressing was placed over site and then secured with 2x2 and tape, then wrapped with coband, period. Next paragraph, patient did not tolerate procedure well, however there was no complication, period. Next paragraph, she was reassured and was given the following prescription for her pain. And a response to procedure, Atarax 50 milligrams at Bistic 1 POBID. Next paragraph, she was advised to fill the antibiotics and start taking it exactly as prescribed. She says she understands and she will. She was given a work excuse to return to work on 1/24/2022. She says she does a lot of manual stuff and has to use her arm and don't think she can do that at the moment. End of the patient.